The Texans tumble on the road in Miami, and this Sonic game recap takes you inside the locker room to find out what happened.
It's embarrassing, disappointing. Just a lack of energy, lack of execution, and it's not our kind of football. You know, we came on the second half with a better effort, but it was too late by that, at that point. It's almost impossible to come back from 40 points down in a half. You know, I take my hat off, give Miami a lot of credit, but I think, you know, we hurt ourselves again, once again, you know, and we got to find an answer. We have to find an answer. That's the main thing.
Two of these games in a month. Can you explain? I mean, what in the world?
We just got to execute, man. We have great game plans in place. You know, it's not coaches, it's us as players to take ownership of what's going on out there. And we come out just slow. You know, the energy is not there, and we have to come out with more energy and execute. That's what it comes down to. Don't turn the ball over and go from there.
What's going through your mind with Zyrian down on the ground, man?
I'm frustrated for him. You know, that's a very close friend of mine, and I know how hard he works to stay on the field and be productive. I mean, he had a very tough stretch of luck here in regards to injuries. So, you know, whatever it is, I'm just praying he can have speed recovery.
Just kind of just talk about being out there. You made some great plays and some successful things on your end, but I know you're not walking away happy today.
Definitely not. I mean, the plays, that's whatever. Like, we didn't win the game. And, you know, I hate losing, so I guess that's what it is.
Is there anything that can be, you know, we just talked to Whitney, he's talking about lack of execution. I mean, how at this point do you start to execute? How do you not execute when you practice this stuff all week long? What is it that actually happens, or can you pinpoint that?
I mean, you got to give credit to the Miami Dolphins. They came out and they played well, and we just got to get better individually, start with myself, and working our way up to the next man.
Did you feel, and Coach O'Brien talked about it, that really, regardless of how far down you got, nobody gave up, and that's something to build on, the sticking together of the team?
Of course. Well, we're always going to stick together. We're a team. I was actually with this team in the training camp, so I know the guy's heart. I know the guy's desire. And I know we won't quit, and we're definitely going to go out and have a good week of preparation and get ready for Tennessee.
Not us, you know, and it's tough to say that, and it is happening, but I just don't feel like that's our kind of team, and those are clearly the two worst losses since I've been here in 7 years. But, you know, we just got to figure out a way to play faster. I mean, obviously we played a way better second half, but it was too far then. You know, it didn't matter. So we got to go back. We got to watch it. And then we got to get ready for a divisional game at home, which is most important right now.
Dwayne said he was embarrassed. Vince called it bad football. What would be your words?
Yeah, both those. Both those. I mean, you never want to go out there and put that out there as your product. Definitely don't want it to be your result. You know, we work too hard and we practice too hard and, you know, played well last week, and then just to turn around and just kind of throw it all out for nothing, you know, and just didn't look like that. It's just a bad representation of what we're all about and how we play football.
Difficult. You know, we work hard. We work very hard throughout the week, you know, to get better results. So it's difficult when you don't come out here and get the results you're looking for.
How surprising is it you guys work so hard, put a good game plan together, you still come out like this with two games in the span of a month,
losing
Atlanta?
This is the type of situation that we're in right now. We're not going to make any excuses about it. We're here, and we will continue to get better. That's all we can do. You know, all we can do is continue to work at it and grind at it and correct the things that we made mistakes on.
Thank you.